USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Nashville, Tennessee police officer was shot Tuesday evening in an ambush-style attack while responding to a 911 call, where a gunman opened fire on officers as they knocked on the door. Officer Brian Sherman was shot in the upper left arm as he and other officers responded to a setup call. Amid reports, a woman was shot inside the home. The suspect took his own life at the scene. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was found guilty in the murder of George Floyd, is asking for a new trial. 10 issues have been raised by his defense lawyer. Change of venue and sequestering the jury request were denied by the court. Also, new evidence regarding juror number 52, Brandon Mitchell. He may have lied to the court about opinions about police before the trial. Photos reveal Brandon at a BLM rally in D.C. wearing a Get Off My Neck t-shirt. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asks the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
Forget the politicians, forget the teachers' unions. Fox News sat down with the ones that matter the most during school lockdowns, the kids. Mason Setter is a sixth grader in Philadelphia.
I'm learning something, but I think that the teachers are doing a great job, but it's not what it could be if you're in person.
Lily Rosen is an eighth grader in Torrance, California.
I'm just going to speak for myself. I'm not doing terrible, but my brothers, on the other hand, they're failing, which is not very good. So I do think we really need to get back into the classrooms because it'll be far more beneficial than online is right now.
As many public schools shut down for the pandemic, private schools remained open without any adverse effects. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, is supporting Representative Elise Stefanik to replace Representative Liz Cheney as House Republican Conference Chair. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was caught on a hot mic Tuesday saying he's lost confidence in Cheney and has had it with her behavior. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Belgium farmer moving a stone in his field has created an international incident. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A farmer in Belgium may have accidentally started an international incident by moving a stone. The farmer, annoyed that the rock was in the way of his tractor, pushed it about 7 feet to the side to allow him to continue working his field near the Belgian village of Irkouenis. However, the stone in question was a marker laying out the border between Belgium and France. The marker dates back to 1819 when the border between the two nations was first drawn out. Local authorities say they'll get in touch with the farmer and ask him to replace the stone marker.
Belgium hosts the European Union and NATO. It is located between the Netherlands and France. The U.S. birth rate fell 4% last year, the largest single-year decrease in nearly 50 years, according to a government report being released tomorrow. The rate dropped for moms of every major race and ethnicity, falling to the lowest point since federal health officials started tracking it more than a century ago. Births have been declining in younger women for years, as many postponed motherhood and had smaller families. Birth rates for women in their 30s and 40s have been inching up, but not last year. Some cite the pandemic as another reason for the drop. A woman who went missing nearly 6 months ago was found living in a tent in a national forest in Utah, sustaining on a diet including grass and moss, after a drone searching for her crashed nearby. The 47-year-old, who wasn't publicly identified, was discovered Sunday in a remote campground of the Uintah-Wasaskash National Forest. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.